Hello to everyone. This is my poster presentation for USBF, and the title is Improvement of Indium Arsenide Quantum Dots Using Migration Enhanced Epitaxy. The growth of gallium arsenide is normally performed by molecular beam epitaxy, MBE. In MBE, the growth is realized at high temperatures and by the simultaneous deposition of gallium and arsenic. The simultaneous deposition leads to a low diffusion length of gallium atoms because they react too fast with the arsenic. Therefore, the growth at low temperatures induces a worse crystalline quality due to the low mobility. To solve this problem, an alternative epitaxial technique called Migration Enhanced Epitaxy, MEE, was developed. Instead of depositing the elements simultaneously, MEE involves the alternate deposition, increasing the diffusion length of the atoms. In this work, we grew indium arsenide quantum dots by MBE and covered them with a thick gallium arsenide layer grown by MBE or MEE at different temperatures in order to investigate its influence. Low temperature photoluminescence measurements were performed to check the quality of the samples. To grow gallium arsenide by MEE, one must deposit a single monolayer of gallium and a single monolayer of arsenic, repeating the cycle as many times as necessary. While in MBE, would only demand the deposition of arsenic and gallium simultaneously. The difference between MBE and MEE can be seen by heat, as demonstrated in Figure 1. In MEE, the heat intensity increases after arsenic deposition and decreases after gallium deposition, due to the different reflectivity of the arsenic and gallium surface resulting from their different surface reconstruction. The oscillation in MEE can be maintained indefinitely, confirming the high quality and excellent flatness of the layers. In MBE, the maxima and minima correspond to a full or half layer of material, respectively, and the damping indicates the formation of a second layer before the first complete, that at low temperatures will lead to a worse crystalline quality. In the experimental procedures, we grew 5 samples containing indium arsenide quantum dots by MBE and covered by gallium arsenide by MEE or MEE in different conditions. The structure of the samples is explained in Figure 2 and Table 1. Sample A was fully grown by MBE, and the other samples had their quantum dots covered by MEE using different sample temperatures or arsenic flux. The Figure 3 is the photoluminescence spectra of the 5 samples. Analyzing the spectra of the samples A, B, and C, we observed that the MEE samples have a higher signal that is blue shift compared to the MBE. This is due to the less defects in MEE and to stronger segregation of indium that increases the band gap. When the temperature of the cold cap layer is reduced, the emission is redshift, suggesting that the indium segregation is reduced. However, the sample with the low arsenic flux is better. This result indicates that at low temperatures, the excess of arsenic deteriorates the quality of the samples. The next step of our work is to optimize the growth parameters at low temperatures in MEE to produce high-quality gallium arsenide layers and to reduce the indium segregation.